YGUP, Olympia Democrats violate constitutionally mandated duty. Claim is that, instead, members of the majority party have proposed legislation protecting criminals and sex offenders, not victims. Halfway through the 2024 legislative session, Democrats in Olympia, led by House Speaker Lori Jenkins, D. Tacoma, and Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig, D. Spokane, still insist on dismissing the democratic process. They refuse to grant public hearings to six citizen initiatives that have received 2.7 million signatures, collectively. In doing so, they are defaulting on their constitutional duty, while also disparaging the will of voters. Olympia Democrats are not unsure of what to do next, as a recent article falsely states. They are stalling intentionally. They realize the six common sense initiatives to fix what's broken in Washington have broad public support. The initiatives are a threat to their power. Governing is of no interest to Olympia Democrats in a state with one-party rule. Holding on to power is their main concern. To reiterate, granting public hearings to citizen initiatives is the top priority of the legislature, except for matters pertaining to the budget. The six common sense initiatives would benefit and unite all Washingtonians by restoring reasonable police pursuit, repealing the carbon tax, establishing parental rights in public schools, abolishing the capital gains tax, letting workers opt out of the state's long-term care program, banning further efforts to pass income taxes. The Washington State Constitution in Article 2, Section 1, talks about the tools that the people of the state of Washington have for fixing what's broken, says Chairman Walsh, who is also the author of the six Common Sense Citizen Initiatives that are unifying Washingtonians from Seattle to Spokane, even Skamania. The founders of this state anticipated times like these, adds Chairman Walsh. They knew there would be times when the legislature went too far, when our executive overreached, when the courts failed to interpret the law. And they gave you the tools for fixing what's broken. That's what the initiatives are. Predictably, Olympia Democrats would rather prioritize dystopian legislation aimed at defending and protecting criminals, not victims. Below are three bills that Democrats in Olympia have proposed, while ignoring the will of Washingtonians. HB 2177 would allow Level 3 sex offenders, the most dangerous felons, to join the Sex Offender Policy Board, SOPB, and serve alongside traumatized victims of sex crimes. It would also change the name from Sex Offender Policy to Board to Sex Offense Policy Board and aim to destigmatize sex offenders and rapists while re-victimizing victims. The primary sponsor of this bill, Representative Tara Simmons, was formerly incarcerated herself. She prefers to re-victimize and traumatize victims instead of proposing legislation to protect them. HB 2030 would let murderers like Green River killer Gary Ridgway vote, sit on a jury, and even run for elected office. HB 1994 would remove prosecutors, who represent victims of crime, from misdemeanor cases. In other words, HB 1994 intends to silence victims, to protect criminals. Information provided by the Washington State Republican Party.